Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hey guys, it's Carrie K. Davis with Hollywood Connections and Dawn Reese. Just coming out to you tonight to talk to you about some things, some really awesome things. So I want to start out with thanking my Heavenly Father tonight for putting me on the radio. This is so amazing. And I want to sing a song that I sang last night on the stage with Stormbringers. Yes, I was definitely blessed to do that last night. And I want to sing a song called Don't Stop Believing by Journey. So, and I'm not going to sing like the way you guys would normally think I would. So, don't stop believing, Jesus always healing, spirits, Holy Ghost. So anyways, the rest of that song will come later, but it's inspired by me. So I have my first guest on the line. Just wanted to take just a minute, and we're going to bring her on. Her name is Shari Letterman. And I met Shari at a health and wellness event with Annie DeCoker, and she's also going to be upcoming on my show. Thanks a lot, everybody, for coming on. I see all you guys. I hope that you guys can hear me. If you can, please let me know on Facebook. So I'm talking to the people on Facebook. So anyways, I wanted to go over a little bit about what Shari is. She is a business consultant, wellness, weight management, education teacher. She focuses on providing simple yet effective ways to bring health and wellness. And I love that she is not only teaching, but she is also walking this too. So she's trying to not only be a coach like I am, a nutritional lifestyle. So we're going to bring her on here in just a few minutes, or just a minute here. She's also a presenter and speaker and motivational speaker. So I'm really excited about that. So Shari Letterman, are you on the line?
I am, Miss Sherry. Don't stop believing.
I know, right? So how are you tonight?
I'm great. I know who Maria is. She's amazing, so I want to give it a
shout. Oh, wow, that's awesome. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, Maria and I just met.
Renegade.
We just met, so we're pretty excited about this relationship that's just started. Praise God.
She's a beautiful soul. I've been to her gathering.
Awesome. So. Well, tell me just a little bit about what you do.
Okay, so I'll make it quick because I know I have a short amount of time here, so I appreciate the introduction. So basically for, I'd say, over 20 years or more, I'm not going to give away my age, my youth, really dedicated to health and wellness and a holistic and synergistic approach to that. And all that really means is taking what God has given us in terms of nutrition, micronutrients, and I really educate and guide support people to eating more plant-based foods. So I've been a vegan for 30 years. Not everyone wants to do that. That's perfectly fine. But what we all need is fuel for ourselves, right? So we need to relearn how to eat, and we need to understand that this body works synergistically. So I kind of take people where they're at and take them to where they want to be. And I really feel like a nourished person functions on a higher vibration. And so I really want to bring unstoppable health to people.
Amen.
Yes.
You are awesome.
So my business is called Raw Living, R for, you know, really awesome foods. And so I make plant-based foods. I do catering, private coaching and stuffing, and I work with groups. And I get out and I do some, you know, volunteer workshops and paid workshops. And probably similar to a lot of things that Maria does, and she uses essential oils. I use them too. There's just so many modalities that are natural that don't have side effects. They only have side benefits. And
definitely,
it's overwhelming. You know, it's overwhelming out there, and we're kind of, the old model is breaking. We don't need a healthcare system. We need like something that's wellness provided.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what I do.
This is exciting. I'm so happy that you were able to get on today and talk a little bit about what you're doing. So what's coming up? Like, I had your fiber balls and they were amazing.
Oh, my fiber balls.
Yes. So, they're like my favorite.
Thank you. So I really want to nourish people, and it seems to me that having something simple, easy, grab and go. So it's fun to eat something healthy, but most of us are not eating enough fiber. So I put all those kinds of, you know, you can call them superfoods, whatever, into a base of nuts with fiber and some flavor, vanilla or whatever.
So for the callers that can't hear you, you know, yep, there's some people that are watching on Facebook. I just wanted to go over, like, your fiber balls have the flaxseed in them, correct?
Yeah, I can use flaxseed or hemp or chia or rolled oats.
Oats. Okay, yeah, that's awesome.
Quinoa. Yeah, they're delicious, too. Everybody loves them. You can make it with carob or cacao. And so I sell those. I make a batch of them. I use goji berries, whatever people want, you know. And they're just easy snacks. And you can fill up on them and not feel guilty and help with
yes,
the inventory.
Easy snacks. That's what we're all about. So,
easy.
Yeah. So just tell us how all this got started, some of your history on your education and stuff with all this, please.
Oh, well, I have 2 bachelor's degrees. Sorry, I'm outside. And I just kind of was doing the typical route, and one day, you'll love this, I was sitting in my car, and I was praying to God about my life and lifestyle at that time. I was not a very clean person at that time, and everything shifted on a prayer. Isn't there a song like that?
Living on a prayer, yes. Amen, so, Jesus.
Yeah, so that was kind of the impetus. So I just went back to school and got a degree in exercise physiology, and then met the next person and the next person. I've had a fasting retreat with Dr. Graham and the Keys. So I've just seen miracles with the body that I had no clue was even there because I was never exposed to it. So I'm on the dedicated path, such as you and Maria and all the other people you bring on, to bring health and wellness to people.
Oh, that's always been a dream of mine, honey, is to do that. So, And we're always educating ourselves. We're always mm-hmm. doing that. Like, so,
perfect.
And I'm open to a lot of education from you and what you're going to bring to the table with the health and wellness that we're doing, and just trying to go out there and touch the world with recipes. And oh my gosh, like her mock tuna, it really saved the day. I mean, it was like awesome. And then she had lettuce wraps. And we were at this event, and we didn't have to worry about being hungry and eating the wrong food. So I just appreciate that so much. So,
well, I appreciate that too. Thank you.
Yeah. So what's coming up, like, with up the pipe? That's brand new. I'd love to have you on the show, like, for a little longer and pick your brain.
Okay. Well, I know that we're doing a health event on September 7th up at the drop zone. We'll have to get that information to you.
Yes.
I think, some free classes at the bulk food stores in Sun City and Ellington, and just really showing people how easy it is to have the supply and then make the treats. And I have a co-op that I'm starting so that I can offer wholesale prices for people for those bulk items. And then, you know, if they want my food, I can sell it. So we'll be doing more and more events and workshops. And so I'm willing to do them in others' homes. And I also do some in my house, like a two-hour workshop, just some basics. And then I'm teaching over at the Center for Lifelong Learning in Ruston or Sun City.
So that's you are amazing. And I am going to do that event with you. We're going to be doing some events. Drop Zone. I haven't told everybody this before, but I kind of want to jump out of a plane someday.
I already did that.
It's just a silly thing. Have you ever done that?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about that. So that's going to be maybe one of the upcoming things that we talk about. I have a great time on Hollywood Connections, and I just decide if I'm going to do a show. So we're just talking about it and praying about it that we're going to keep the show going. So, Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Shari, for all your information on that. That's awesome.
Yep, they can find me on Facebook under my name, Shari Leiterman, or Ross Living. And I'm happy to just help in any way I can. And let's just keep it moving. And I am going to continue to listen to what you have to share tonight. And Maria, it was nice to... I saw you on the Facebook, so I'm going to continue. And thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
God bless. I love you.
Oh, thank you, guys. I love you, too. And I'm so happy about this whole thing. We're going to be helping a lot of people.
Will.
Yeah. All right. Well,
good night.
You guys
thank
have
you
a
so
good
much.
Night. Yeah, you have a good
Bye.
Night. Okay. Hey, Maria, you ready?
Sure.
All right. So this is Maria. And can you say your last name?
My last name is Malek, M-A-L-E-C.
Awesome. So Maria's going to talk a little bit about her and what she's going to bring to the table. She has these amazing oils, essential oils, which I've used for a long time. And they're like in all different kinds. So just used, what did you just use for me to get my nerves calmed down just a little bit?
Did it work?
It did.
Yeah, it's an oil.
I got really excited instead of being so anxiety filled. So,
right.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about yourself and what you're going to be doing to help people with this health and wellness.
Okay. Basically, what I am in the business of doing our wellness solutions, and I like to help people get simple rock star self-care success, and that I have four keys to getting there. I call it the KISS method: keep it simple, self-care, and you can go from confusion to sound mind. You can harness the courage to slay those negative thoughts faster.
Amen.
And you can transform space, your personal space, into healing, nurturing, living space. And I talk to people everything from detoxing your body, your home, and your mind.
Wow, that is amazing. So what started you off on this whole adventure of doing these oils?
Gosh, over 16 years ago, I just started on a health and wellness journey with my family, my five children. And Our family of seven have all been living experiments, I like to call them endearingly. And so through trial and error, I've really just learned how to life hack the health and wellness, simplify it, and bring that message to other people. Doesn't need to cost a lot of money or be too difficult to be healthy.
Amen. It doesn't, guys. I mean, we make the choice now or later. So, you know, with my situation, that's how it was. So,
and it's just bringing people on the journey, and it all starts with a good mindset. If you don't have it right in your mind, then you don't care about being healthy. You don't want to let go of your Mountain Dew and your fast food because that brings you comfort. So I help people get unstuck so they can become calm, clear, and connected. And then we start the other things, but it starts in the mind.
It really does. It's Battlefield of the Mind, and there's a book that I read by Joyce Myers, and she's amazing. I know if she knew I was talking about her, I'd get to go see her, and maybe that'll happen. But you know, there's a book that's called Battlefield of the Mind, and it changed my life, and I love this book, and I recommend it to everybody. It really brought me through this journey that I have. You know, and it hasn't been easy, but Marie and I have a lot in common.
We sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I needed a platform to help get out there because I really want to help people get better and through living elevated. And
so it's actually a prayer answered.
It is a prayer answered for everybody.
He answers our prayers, that is for sure. It has been like that for me, too. So is there a story about, you know, a little behind everything that, you know, that, like I said, that I saw your video on YouTube, and oh my goodness, if you could teach me how to do that, we'll just be like best buds. We already are, but I really need to do that video because I really want to show people who I am, you know, and
sure.
Social media is huge. We've got so much going on with social media right now. We can do watch parties and we can get stuff out to everybody. And it's just awesome. It's really great how we can get, you know, I have people from Iowa watching. Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Chip. You're from Florida. But anyways, Alina's on here. Charlene. I'm just so thankful. Sandy, I can't see all you guys, just a few of you, but I just really appreciate all my friends and all the support and love and kindness that you guys have all given me in doing this. And my guest tonight, we just met, so that's why I'm trying to get to know her. And so,
right.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about, like, the YouTube video that you did and what inspired you to do all that.
I have a YouTube video. It's just Maria Malik, I guess, on YouTube. I'm still not social media savvy as I would like to be.
We got to work together.
And I'm just starting to compile some videos, informative videos and tips and tricks and just make it easier for people to get healthy, pantry makeovers and talking about ingredients and products.
Like makeup?
Makeup.
Oh my goodness, that is so huge for me. Like I started using organic makeup from this amazing woman in Iowa. Hopefully she remembered to get on tonight, and that's we call her Angel, or I call her Angel, and she's got an organic makeup that I've been on for years, and I love it. But like, I would just be looking around for other stuff that's organic all the time. You know, like I started using coconut oil and things, and so all these oils that are out there are just amazing. The CBD, though, I want to talk a few minutes about that. Because that is near dear to my heart. I had the shingles, and I could just tell you right now, it changed everything for me. And the circulation therapy that I'm going to be talking a lot about that you haven't got to try yet.
No.
Circulation therapy is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for you to get a session on that.
All right.
But talk a little bit about the CBD and a little bit about what you said about hemp and how hemp's come back now, right? Like, it's so awesome. Like,
well, I think it's just important to educate the public and bridge the gap because cannabis and hemp have such a stigma to it, and it really is a plant that our body needs. And coupled with good nutrition and sleep and mindset, it's not just one thing. We have to integrate all these holistic methods. And knowing your source and your resource, because there's so much stuff out there. There's a lot of scams. There's a lot of people charging way more money than they need to for these products. And cannabis and hemp work in conjunction with other plant material when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. True.
They do.
Essential oils are great with CBD because essential oils are carriers. Mm-hmm. So it actually takes the CBD molecules and drives them deeper into the cell for more bioavailability. There's just so many nuances, and sometimes we don't have to know exactly what it does to our body, except the fact that it elevates our immune system and it helps our body run better. I know most people who get pharmaceuticals, they don't ask, well, how does this affect every system of our body?
No, they don't.
How does it affect my liver?
Yeah.
But they question all these plant materials.
Right? God's plants.
The original design. And I always say you can't improve upon the original design. You can't make something in a lab that is created in nature perfectly.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you're just so right about that. And I wrote 7 things in my CBD journey, which I've had for the last 6 months. I've done a lot of research on it. And I wrote 7 things to look for. And I want to do a show just on that. Would you be a special guest for that, too?
Of course.
Awesome. Awesome. So, you know, what I learned is that there's so many things that are important with CBD. Labeling is very important with CBD because soon they'll have that number on the back. And what was that? You said the name of that was again?
There's going to be on bottles, if they don't already exist, a QR code that you can take a picture of it, and then the certificate of approval is on there, and you can see exactly what is in the product. Where it was farmed and, mm-hmm. and all those kinds of things, the authenticity of what you're actually getting in the bottle. And that's super important.
It's very important.
It's not just, you know, natural ingredients and you don't know what those are.
Yeah, so that's labeling. And then the extraction method is really important. And CTO extraction is very important versus nano, because I believe with the research that I've done, nano versus CTO. And when I say CTO, I mean the letter CTO versus nano. So that means like, when it's nano extracted, it's humanly made. It's chemicals. It's not good for you when it's nano.
Well, it's just different processes, and one are better than the other. I personally don't know the nuances in either, and sometimes it's good to have nano, sometimes it's not.
So there's different reasons.
There's different reasons.
Wow, you'll definitely get me educated on it, because I always thought that. So and I know we're going to be interviewing Dr. Kelly King, who used to be a doctor. She's still a doctor, but she's a medical marijuana doctor, so we're pretty happy about that. I'm going to be interviewing her. So what are the other things like with CBD? You know, like I know that marketing is huge and it's so stupid. And I saw CBD pizza the other day and I was like wanting to go up and knock on the door and go, you know, they weren't open yet, and say, what is in that? Can you like educate the people what's in the CBD? Because we want to make sure that, you know, first of all, that it's two or three ingredients and it's the plant and it's green.
CBD is just a short acronym for beta caryophyllene, and it's
cannabinoid. It's a cannabinoid.
It's a cannabinoid, yeah. But that's just one part of the plant that is being used. And you know, I don't know the whole construct of CBD. I just know that it is good for your immune system, and it helps to combat inflammation. It's good for restful night sleep, for focus and attention, for stress and anxiety. And again, it's a plant material. When you have plants in your diet, all these things are different pieces to the puzzle.
And it does alkaline the body, right?
I don't know that specifically, but I'm sure that it does contribute to that.
Yeah, I've heard it does alkaline the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the research that I've done.
You know, we can get some people on here who really do know that information.
Yeah,
I know
talk about it.
A broad
spectrum
of that.
That's awesome.
We'll get some
experts. Well, and I also just wanted to say, too, because this is, you know, we are talking about helping other people. I also wanted to mention that, you know, CBD is not marijuana. So a lot of people think that, and I just want to let everybody know that that's not what it is. It's hemp. It's a plant. It's a hemp. And there's no nothing
no
that's going to happen to you. There's no THC in it.
Right.
So I do want to make everybody aware of that. That's why we believe in these oils, because they are healthy and they are good for you.
That's right. And they all work together integratively.
Synergistically.
And the other thing that I wanted to bring, a lot of things are containing CBD now, and you can get too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
So when your body has enough of what it needs, if you get more than what it needs, now you're actually taxing the liver. So we don't want to just arbitrarily and radically and randomly add these things to our diet without knowing our dosing and things of that nature. I think this whole thing can go off balance on the other end.
Yeah.
There's only so much our body can absorb and use at one time. So if you're drinking it and you're eating it and you're incorporating it in your life too much, it may not have the same beneficial.
Well, correct. Like, you know, it's overdoing it, everything in moderation.
Right.
So when I use my CBD, it's just because I have some issues with some fiber, you know, I don't want to say it, but, you know, inflammation. But I also use the circulation therapy, and I can't wait to give you a session for that so you can see about that. Okay. So, that's going to be something that I'm going to talk a lot about, is circulation and how important that mm-hmm. is. So when you do have circulation in your body, it's amazing what happens. Like your energy levels are up. You feel great. It's just really, really awesome. And your health and wellness overall, I've seen people that are getting very great results with mm-hmm. the circulation therapy. And you can go to my clinic. I'm going to be announcing that on the radio. It's going to be coming soon. Right now, basically, you can go on CARRIEKAYDAVIS, which is my Facebook, and follow me. You can call me and we can set up a free consultation. I'm sure Maria would love to sit down and talk with you.
Absolutely.
My number is 515-822-4877. And I'll let Maria give her number.
My phone number is 813-957-0865. But really, connect with me on social media under my name, Maria Malek, M-A-L-E-C. And I just want to make a comment that health and wellness is not one size fits all. So the things that we talk about, CBD, essential oils, may not be for everybody, and different ones work for different people. So I just want to give that word of caution that while these things are good, everyone's journey is unique, and what's good for me might not be good for you,
That's
Carrie.
True. That's so, true. No. And also, we do not claim at all, I do want to do that any of this cures, heals, or treats anything, but we just know that we have this amazing story with what's happened with us and our friends and family that have used things that we're using.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to share our trips, you know, our tips and tricks with
and
you guys.
And our testimonies.
And our testimonies. So we're not going out there and saying that it cures, heals, or treats anything. You know, you still need to be under your doctor's care. You still need to be consulting with the doctor and everything. Just give us a call if you have questions. Definitely the circulation therapy has changed my life. And I just want to share about that. So,
awesome.
All right. Well, I think we're going to go to commercial break for a minute. And I'd just like to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be right back from Hollywood Connections.
Hi, I'm Carrie K. Davis, a holistic health consultant with Hollywood Connections. I'm going to be working with people to change their lifestyles. Do you have any discomfort in your body at all? We can use circulation therapy. We can also work with CBDs and kinds of nutrition tips and tricks. Call me for your free health session now at 515-822-4877. That's 515-822-4877. And look for me on social media, CarrieKayDavis. Or contact me on the web at ckdconsulted.com.
You do not want to miss the 19th annual Gecko Fest. The city of Gulfport celebrates the end of summer with its largest festival of the year, August 31st, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is free, and we are pet and family friendly. Find out more about this event and others at SIK Promotions on Facebook or call 727-322-5217. Gecko Fest, August 31st, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Hollywood Connections on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm Dawn Reese, your host. HollywoodConnections.biz presents Love Our City Sunday. We love you, Largo, Florida. Thousands of dollars in free giveaways this Sunday, September 11th at 10 a.m. at Beaming Hope Church, located at 11000 110th Avenue in Largo. Everything is free. Register to win tickets, Busch Gardens, gift cards, new appliances, new toys, kids, cash to help pay your bills, and so much more. Everything is free. If for information, call 727-521-7305. Beaming Hope Church. See you this Sunday.
Hey, Carrie K. Davis back with Hollywood Connections and Dawn Reese. Just wanted to get back on here, and we got another guest. Do we have one another guest? All right. Hello. Who do we have on the line?
This is Helen Murdoch.
Oh, hi, Helen. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, great. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I have been a registered nurse for 45 years, was also trained as a midwife, and that helped when I worked as a nanny some years back in New York with Jewish families. So I've actually worked with patients across the lifespan from 0 to 100 plus years. But with a master's degree in counseling, I have worked as a psychiatric nurse, both with adults and children in an inpatient and home health setting. So later I switched from the Western approach to treatment to using the Eastern approach. So I also became an avid researcher and have conducted a pilot study using live subjects, testing the hypothesis, memory loss can be restored.
Amen.
My research with the cognitively impaired community continues and is very promising.
Wow. So you do the organic fruits and vegetables, and I wanted you to talk a little bit about those.
Okay, so I'm a farmer because I believe that nutrition is crucial to one's health, and I believe I should be practicing what I preach. So I have a wide array of fruits and vegetables on my property, and it's all organic, no pesticides, no chemicals added, and that's kind of what I feed myself on.
Yay! I saw some of your pictures, and the plants are just beautiful.
They are.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, so tell us a little bit about why you did make the switch from Western Eastern approach to healing.
Okay, so I was recovering from major abdominal surgery back in 2000 and started having pain in my right side. All of the medical tests that were done were non-specific, and I was really disappointed with the process. I visited a naturopathic doctor. She did an iris analysis or an iridology, looked at me and said, I think you have gallstones. I'm like, what?
Uh-oh.
You can look in my eyes and see that? So sure enough, I eliminated the gallstones in my stool. I still have my gallbladder today.
Thank Amen. God. Praise Jesus. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was so affected by the contrast in the process. I wanted to know how else our bodies can heal themselves. So
I started enrolling in just about every wellness class that came around. I even left Tulsa, Oklahoma, went to New York, came to Tampa, Florida to take classes. Now I'm certified as a natural health practitioner, as an aromatherapist, and my certification as an iridologist is pending. So now I'm helping people's body heal naturally using non-invasive techniques, nutrition, essential oils, etc.
Wow. So this is like a journey that you're walking through. That's what all of us women mm-hmm. are doing. I have Maria on the line, too. She's also walking a journey, and she's helping me tonight with this. So we all of us women have journeys, right? And even men. go ahead.
Indeed.
Yeah. So what would you say is the most outstanding healing outcomes?
Okay. So I have had somebody who was paralyzed for a whole year walk again from working on the ear. It's called auricular therapy.
Wow.
And I've worked with other paralyzed patients and with successful outcomes. I have also been successful with working with neuropathy, circulation and sensation restored.
Wow.
And in another situation, I was exposed to gasoline fumes long term. That was a near-death experience for me. All of my organs were on the verge of shutdown. Abnormal chest x-ray, EKG, kidney function, etc. Now I am, I would say, 90 to 95% restored.
Wow. Amen. Praise Jesus. You went through all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you believe you went through all that so that you could just tell your story, right?
Well, to help others, definitely.
That is so awesome, Helen. Yeah, when you came on, I was like, wow, it's that time already. And so I wanted to tell people that I had just met you. This is just amazing the way all this has been happening. That's how we know that, you know, we have some help here. So anyways, tell me a little bit about what, like you have a place that you have your gardening that you do at your home. And
I usually correct people when they say gardening. I have my farm.
She has a farm. Okay. You have a big farm, okay. And so you cultivate all your own fruits and vegetables organically, right?
Well, I'm not at the all yet because I've only been on this property 4 years. So we're getting there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so what do you found to be hindrances to individuals gravitating more to the Eastern approach to wellness?
I would say lack of knowledge. Some people would reject it because they don't think it's science-based, that health practitioners are not real, and I quote, doctors. And I would say also failure to take ownership for our own health.
Right.
And, of course, I would say the insurance issue, because some people will not want to spend that money to pay for their own health because it's not priority. So if the insurance doesn't cover, depending on the practitioner, a lot of people would be hesitant. And also I have found repeatedly that because the general population is so used to having a quick fix or a cover-up of their symptoms, and with the natural approach, it's not going to be a quick fix.
That's true.
It's a process, and sometimes there might be even be a healing crisis. And even if you have explained that upfront, by a healing crisis, for those who don't know, is like symptoms appear to get worse because the body is detoxing.
Right.
And to the average individual, they're getting worse if the treatment not working. So they will quit on that basis.
Wow. That is so great that you brought that up. So, but I just think it's we walk through those situations like, I walk through the fishbone in my foot, you know? And that helped me because I met somebody that had circulation therapy and saved me from a $10,000 surgery. So I just love the fact that there's people out you that are out there, Helen, that are all about helping other people, and that's just amazing. So what do you have coming up the pike with in the future with what you're doing?
Well, I also have accommodation for anyone who needs residential care. You know, people who are genuinely wanting their health back. Like I say, some of my specialty include like stroke and cognitive impairment. I have to be careful with my verbiage.
Well, yeah. We have to be careful because it doesn't, you do want to tell people that it doesn't cure, heal, or treat anything. But we are helping people. That's true.
Right, and I operate in the principle that our bodies were designed to heal themselves. I'm just a facilitator.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And so does Maria over here. Bodies are made to heal themselves. So you could ask a question if you want to, Marie. We have a few minutes till somebody calls in.
You know, when people ask, what do you do? I've never said a healer, because I don't believe that healing comes from me. I believe what a healer does is make you aware of how to get your body to self-heal, and it's different for everybody else, for everybody.
Right, and that's why I mean when I say I'm a facilitator,
right.
I am not the healer.
Exactly, and we're just helping people bring awareness on how to do that, because our bodies were created to do it.
That's right. Now, do you do essential oils? Are you the Maria that does the essential oils?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know you.
That's what's
another
so
person.
Ironic.
That's
like,
funny.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah.
Because we all know each other, and God has put us together to do these amazing things to help people. It's just so awesome.
Well, yeah, and that's why we're here to do it together, because we're built for community. And we all have different talents and skills and knowledge. And, you know, by ourselves, we're awesome. But together, you know, we're unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Amen.
Yeah.
So, Helen, why don't you give a little bit of information about how people can contact you for all of our listeners?
For right now, my website needs some help, and I think for right now the best thing is to call me at 813-842-6056.
What about social media?
I'm on Facebook, but again, that needs some work.
I couldn't find this song.
Yeah, so phone is the best contact way for me right now.
Okay, well, just give your phone number then of how people can contact you. And of course, you guys can get in touch with me and on the show. So,
yeah. Again, 813-842-6056 or 813-591-4110.
Awesome. So, your professional background is pretty amazing. We have just a minute left if you want to talk about that.
Well, you know, I'm really fascinated with the majestic design of the human body. And every time I get to learn something different or new about the human body, and even when I realized that woman had recovered to the point where she was walking again, I'm like, did that really happen? You know, and just the different microsystems that God has placed in various areas in the body. By microsystems, I mean like in reflexology, all of our organs are reflexed in various areas of the body. So we're familiar with reflexology. So the sole of the feet, palms of the hand, the ear, the eye, those are all microsystems. And
right.
You can tap into that. And the body will heal itself.
That's right. It will. The body will heal itself. That's what's so awesome about the circulation therapy. And what happened to me is last year I put a fishbone in my foot. And
on purpose.
No, I was walking on the beach. And, you know, I think it was a way for God to say, okay, slow down. Like, I'm putting the brakes on. You're going to slow down and, you know, whatever. It was really funny. It's the fishbone story, and I'm sticking to it. So, but, you know, what I was going to say is that it's a journey that I've had to go down when I had that bone in my foot, and I actually didn't get it out until February. So it went in October and did not come out till February. And by doing the circulation therapy, it came to the surface, and I was able to do, like, amazing things. I was able to go back to work again and everything, but I had to go through that journey of the shingles, if you've ever had the shingles before. No. So that's where the CBD came in, and it helped me a lot, too, with the rash that I had. So
an inflammation.
And inflammation, yes. And the circulation therapy brought the fishbone into my foot, and it was born.
And that's why I'm so fascinated with the natural approach to healing, you know. And it addresses, for example, the root cause, not just fixed symptoms.
Yes,
exactly.
And when I look at, for example, diseases in the colon can manifest, like in the transverse colon, can manifest a symptom in the brain. And who would have thought that the cause of one's left shoulder pain could be in the descending colon?
Yeah, who would have thought? I mean, it's just crazy, right?
Right. And I just wanted to emphasize that people... any of your listeners who might be on antacid, they shouldn't be surprised if they're not absorbing their calcium, because calcium requires hydrochloric acid for absorption.
Yeah, interesting enough, I'm working with a holistic health person, and she's just amazing, and she's helping me cleanse my liver right now and my kidneys and get everything working again. So that's just awesome.
I think the bottom line is that everything is connected. You can't treat one without treating another.
Yeah.
And if your gut isn't working, then something's going on with your brain. If your brain's not working, something's going on with your gut. And it's all interconnected.
Well, and it's interesting, Helen, too, that Maria, that you brought up the gut thing. I'm going to do something on gut health. I'm hopefully going to be interviewing Dr. Ryan Davis. If he's on here, hello. He has an amazing practice, and I went to go see him, and he talked to me about gut health. So I'm definitely wanting to bring some of that to the table and talk about that, because that's where it comes from, right? Is your gut.
I've been doing some research on the gut-brain connection myself. I'm really fascinated by the whole...
Yeah, and I'm super fascinated by brain health. So we'll have a lot to talk about, Helen.
Yeah, guys. So I appreciate you being on today, Helen.
Appreciate you having me.
Yes. I would love for you to be on any upcoming Hollywood Connection show that I do.
Okay.
And we can get in touch with you.
All right. And if you have a minute, then I could interject about another thing that I recognize.
Yeah. Go ahead. I have 1 minute. Before.
Okay, about the natural approach is that it recognizes the connection between the mind, the spirit, and the body. And a lot of people are not aware that emotions are stored in different parts of the body, like anger and bitterness stored in the liver and the gallbladder. So if somebody is having a problem with their liver, it might not necessarily be physical.
Right. It's rooted. Everything's rooted in our emotions, and if they're not resolved, then they do get stuck in the body.
Yes, I had had somebody that I prayed with that said that I needed to work on my anger, and so I've been working on that, you know, and that is, and I did have some issues with my liver, so, but I'm also 3 months sober. Yay!
Good for you.
They're finding that at least 60% of all cancer patients have some unforgiveness issue. We'll figure. There's a book that I recommend highly regarding this subject. It's called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die.
By Carol Truman. That's one of my indispensable books and tools that I use when I work with people.
Thank you
so much, Helen. I can't wait to do a show with you in the future with Hollywood Connections. I introduce you to Dawn Reese. She's amazing. She's very into this whole show thing that I'm doing. And Team Jesus is our names that we're just doing this for him because it is. It's really just helping people. And we're all going to be out there doing events, and we're going to be talking to people, and we're going to give you recipes and all kinds of fun things. So thanks for being on tonight, Helen.
All right. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, you're welcome, and you have a blessed evening.
Okay, you likewise.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Marie.
So, Maria, time's coming up. We're going to need to be off here in just a few minutes. I'm going to play a song with you guys. And, but I'm going to do that in just a minute. I want to thank all my special guests for being on tonight. Shari Letterman, you're amazing. Thank you for being on. And Maria, thank you for being here. You're just so awesome. I'm so glad. I can't wait for other opportunities to, you know, do other shows, and we'll be talking about that. Just not sure yet. We got to find out what's going on. But just wanted to thank you for being on. And
thank you.
Thank Helen for being on. And we're going to play a special song. But you guys, I just wanted to thank everybody on Facebook, too, for being on. And keep in touch with me. I can be reached, Carrie K. Davis. It's really simple. You can find me on Facebook. And you can go to my number, which is 515-822-4877. And, you know, I have all kinds of social media with Instagram and stuff I'm going to be putting on. Bear with me. I'm trying to get all that done. I'm just not got that up and running. And I'm also going to have a website soon. So for all you guys that are watching on Hollywood Connections, thank you, Dawn. I know you're watching. Say hi to Maria. All right, guys. We're going to put a special song on. It's near and dear to my heart, and we're going to end the session tonight, and hopefully we'll be back again soon. Love you. God bless.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Standing in the dark, and there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart.